Hasta la vista, movies.
It's B Movies, thanks to Metze Bar, your source for all things NZIFF, thanks to the best place to go before or after.
Kia ora and good morning. We should have Paul Wolfram and also Evelyn Kunda joining us on Zoom. Are you there, guys?
Yeah, morning.
Yeah, I'll just turn a couple things down here in the studio. Okay, I think we're good now, mate. Now you've got a feature documentary called Murray Murray at the New Zealand International Film Festival. It's screening this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the ASB Waterfront Theatre. This particular doco is set in Papua New Guinea. And you explore the harsh realities of sorcery accusation-related violence. What drew you to this particular issue, and why did you feel it was important to bring this story to an international audience?
Well, I've been working in Papua New Guinea for quite a few years now, and it was only more recently I started working up in the Highlands, where these are amazing places, you know, one of our largest Pacific neighbors, beautiful, lush landscapes in the Highlands there. It's kind of perpetual spring, beautiful place, and, you know, wonderfully welcoming people. But when I was there in 2017, I first kind of came face to face with the sorcery accusation related violence, which has only risen in the population and the communities in the last sort of 15 or 20 years.
Okay, so it's relatively a new thing. Why has it suddenly become something which occurs?
Yeah, well, that's a difficult question to answer, and the film goes some way to answering that question, but it's a complex of, you know, rapid social change taking place in what used to be traditional communities only, yeah, again, 20 years ago. Now you've got outside influence with, you know, Western economic systems coming into these places, and the traditional sort of village life is rapidly changing towards a sort of a, you know, monetary economic system, and that's all going on while they're trying to exploit the resources, the gold, the copper, the gas up in the Highlands as well. So all of this affects the kind of community position and relation.
The documentary highlights the harrowing experience of those accused of sorcery and the challenges they face. How did you gain access and build trust with the survivors and perpetrators featured in the film?
Well, over time, you know, this stuff takes quite time. The film took 7 years to make, and I started working with Evelyn Kunda here about 6 years ago when she's a human rights defender, and I was looking for a way to tell the story, to be able to show what's going on through the lens of somebody who's trying to rescue these survivors, these people who have been attacked, accused as being witches.
Mm. Evelyn, as a human rights defender, what does your work involve? Is it basically providing a safe space for the people accused of sorcery to live once they've essentially been exiled out of their communities?
Was a human rights defender and counselor, so me go inside and help him all outside his environment.
Yeah, Evelyn's just saying that, she works as a counselor, supporting the people that come to her following these accusations. And yeah, that's right, she takes care of them and looks after them.
Yes. Now, obviously, you're shooting in a location which has incredible scenery. How did you balance the need to document the harsh realities faced by the accused in the documentary with probably a somewhat of a natural desire to capture the beauty and resilience of the Papua New Guinea landscape?
Yeah, the film goes not into the survivors, those accused, but also it explores the mindsets and the people who are doing the accusations as well. So we're working with the perpetrators as well as the wider community. I guess the place is stunning, you know, it's just stunningly beautiful, and the people are generally really welcoming. So it didn't sort of cognate with me that they could turn around and start killing and torturing their own community members. So that's what the film goes into, trying to explore what's going on. We'll try and provide that indigenous solution that Evelyn provides, that answer to the problem here, which is the name of the film, really. Mari Mari means compassion, and this is the basis from which Evelyn does her work.
Nice. And now, did you encounter any particular challenges in conveying the urgency and the complexity of the issue through your film, and how did you address those challenges in your storytelling?
Well, yeah, there's lots of complexity there. There are people from you know, most people throughout different walks of life believe in Sangoma or sorcery in the community. So Evelyn's among the minority who don't believe, who don't want to allow these things to happen in their community. The complexity there is really kind of amazing that people generally believe in sorcery. So I didn't want to show, you know, or you know, make these people look like they were somehow, you know, all set in this wrong mindset, but trying to understand what's going on for them, why these things come up, how people respond to violence. And Evelyn just wants to add, you talk.
So this time I'm also thinking blood in us that good, so we're walking about, talking about innocent life blood, but my Mary, so my plan no can look na, son up, I stop. O se me sa Christian country mi play to talk but lafia mi play ma so in lolo help him on.
Yeah, Evelyn's saying that from her position as a member of the Catholic Church and somebody who does this voluntary work, she can't just stand by and watch these things happen. She's got to do something to change people's mindsets.
One last question for you guys. Looking ahead, do you see any potential solutions or paths forward for addressing the issue of sorcery, accused related violence in Papua New Guinea? And I suppose, how does Evelyn's work inform or inspire these potential solutions?
And also, we put him all house on house, blooming, look out him all, and then through law, or life blow all by come be animal, and I come kill him also. Me, book law, find him safe house, look put him all, but he know that safe house, or me put him all house, blooming. I mean, no stress. So now when Mipla comes home, this la Mari film lo help him out in this lo walking safe house long, all survivors, one time all beginning in long or round the street.
Yeah, Evelyn's just saying that she's been looking after these people in her own house. It's dangerous work to do. She becomes associated with the witches or these accused witches, these accused sorcerers. And so her, you know, solution at the moment is that she's looking after them within her own ground, her own land, and it's really dangerous for her. So part of the impact aims of the film are to raise money for a safe house.
Yes.
Where we can rehabilitate the people who are often traumatized, and then they can go on to learn some skills and move on with their lives.
Yes. All right. Hey, Paul and Evelyn, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us this morning here on BFM. So once again, people can catch Mari Mari at the ASB Waterfront Theatre this Saturday, the 17th of August. It's screening at 10 a.m. Are you guys going to be at the film and doing a Q&A?
Yeah, we're going to be there at flying up today to Auckland, and it looks like it's going to be a terrible, you know, weather tomorrow in Auckland, so might as well get to the pictures there, Johnny.
Squally showers. Yeah, a perfect day to stay inside and catch a film.
All right. We'll be doing a Q&A just after the film, yeah.
Excellent. Hey, thank you so much, Paul, and thank you, Evelyn. All the best, and we'll see you in Tamaki tomorrow.
Kia ora.
Bye.
I'm going to make him a movie he can't review.
You're listening to B-Movies, only on 95BFM. 95BFM.